Like Thomas DiMuzio and stuff on here. Yeah. Any future plans for?
You know, I just got a text from Waxy Tombs, and I think her and I are gonna do some sort of Ghost Ship memorial tribute broadcast, possibly on December 2nd.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we haven't set a time or date for sure yet, but we're just talking about it right now. We might, you know, play music from friends and stuff. I've been talking with Sharky Face and Tainted Pussy. Possibly we'll be doing something. When I started doing this, it was just like my friends. It was just basically, and sometimes we just, you know, get wasted and go, hey, let's broadcast, you know, kind of thing. So, so a lot of the people that I had previously had on the show were friends of mine. I think they're all friends of mine. They're all friends of mine. That's sort of how I went about it. The scene is pretty different now. I have a lot of new friends, a lot of people that I'd be excited to do broadcasts with. And I mean, the idea at the time was that I would go to their place where they felt comfortable. So I'd go to their studio or their house or wherever it was that they, you know, felt most comfortable jamming, and we would broadcast from there. For the most part, that's what it stuck to. We did some things out of my apartment sometimes, but I think the bulk of the roaming radio broadcasts that are archived, that you can listen to all of them, were at people's. In people's dens, you know, in their comfort zone. We did a regular radio show. The Satanic Church Radio did a regular radio show that was broadcast out of my apartment. Carla LeVay would come over, and she'd have a special guest every time. And and she would DJ stuff from my apartment. But I have a 2-year-old child now, and I can't do. I, what was once my studio room is turned into basically his playroom. So I don't really have room to do stuff from there anymore.
And the Satanic Church Radio was also broadcasting.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah. And you know, I mean, it's basically it ended up being sort of like a podcast, but all of them were broadcast live like this, and then I would archive it and then put it up into a blog format and end up being a podcast. But I never called it a podcast, mostly just because I was ignorant and didn't realize that that's what you call those things, you know.
Like old streams when you're not live?
Yeah, so I mean right now I just basically revamped the site and made it really simple and streamlined, and I have, so after I did the roaming radio thing, I had this other crazy idea, and I get crazy ideas and then I go crazy with them and then I like get tired of them and I burn out on them. I guess a lot of us do that, but so I had this idea, okay, I'm not going to do the radio broadcast thing anymore. Instead I sort of asked people I knew, the artists that I admired, to give me long form pieces of audio, you know, long, like at least 40 minutes long is what I wanted. And so I started gathering all these pieces of original audio that they hadn't released anywhere. And I set up this streaming video server that would layer up to 4 of them, sort of in semi-randomly, but semi, curated, and the curation was weird. Like I'd say, okay, record a piece of audio, dedicate it to a time of day, and then name it with a color, and give it to me. Don't tell me what time of day it is. Just give it to me with a color name. So then they give me this piece of audio with like a name of a color, and then I would sort of gleam from that like where I thought it should land in this like 24-hour rotating playlist, and then. So there would be like groups, and within the group it would randomly select one thing, and then there would be up to 4 things streaming at one time, so you'd sort of have this like ongoing 24-hour evolving, I called it Crackscape, and with also like a live generated video synth thing going too. And I ran that for a good chunk of time too, but I hacked together this like live streaming back end that
I was gonna say, that's probably not easy on bandwidth.
It wasn't easy on bandwidth at all. I ran it from here for a while. I had like I had a little Mac Mini that I ran from here, and I like paid for internet here, and it just got to be too expensive, and it wasn't that worth it. And I, you know, I could only get like a few people watching it at the same time before it would start cropping out on them, you know. Plus, it was a good idea that sometimes worked really cool, and sometimes it didn't. So I did that for a while, and then I shut that down when I couldn't afford to host the server anymore. Now what I have going is I have it based on day of the week and time of the day. It's either it's on 24/7. It's either the roaming radio playlist, which you can select yourself and you can download the old ones from there, or it's audio from the Crackscape, which is like hours and hours and hours of material from Tom DiMuzio and Anti-Ear, and there's a ton of Brandpa stuff up there just because, you know, I filled it up. Lots of other people are on there, and so that kind of runs random. It'll randomly select the next track. It's not the same kind of thing where it layers, but you can open it up in different windows on your browser, and you can do it yourself if you want to. Yeah, it was kind of fun. So that right now I've got that, like, it's kind of stupid. I barely know how to do this stuff. Like, I really, like, I dig in and I'm like, I don't know how to make a website or anything like that, so I kind of, like, have to figure it out brand new each time. And, right now I've got it. I figured out a way so that it like figures out what time of day it is, figures out what day of the week, and so like for a couple of days of the week it's the roaming radio archives, and for a couple of days of the week it's the Crackscape. And then when my son was born, I recorded a ton of like inspired by Raymond Scott soothing sounds type stuff. All these these synth drones, and mm-hmm. like some of them put them to sleep, and some of them didn't. And so I recorded like a ton of that stuff, and collected it. Still use it as like nap time music, mm-hmm. and so like late at night I have that stuff streaming too. So mm-hmm. help you go to sleep, or not. And I want to make the time selection day of the week thing a little more sophisticated. Right now it's like Monday through Wednesday it's the roaming radio, and then the rest of the week it's the Crackscape, and then like after 10 p.m. from like 10 to 5 it's the nighttime stuff. So, and I think I can do that better, but that's how it is right now.
Great, well thank you so much. 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 Thank you so much.
I'll let you get back. I'll let you get back. I'll let you get back.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.